President Mahama has been speaking on efforts by his administration to unite the country. Addressing a news conference at Flagstaff House in Accra yesterday, the president pledged his commitment to build a prosperous nation that will provide for the comfort of ordinary Ghanaians. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
The news conference was themed 1 year of an open, transparent and accountable governance. Indeed, this has been the bedrock of the Mahama administration. Even though President Mahama did shy away from giving himself a pass mark for his stewardship, he had a positive outlook. He acknowledged that the economy in the past year had been fraught with challenges, but this year going forward promises stability and development across all sectors. Measures introduced last year to ensure judicial use of public funds, according to President Mahama, remain in full flight.
I know we have hard work to do so we can improve the living standards of every Ghanaian child, man and woman. Whether it's a farmer or the fisherman, the trader or the businessman or businesswoman, whether it's a skilled professional, the liberal artisan, the student or teacher, every Ghanaian deserves the best, and I'm constantly concerned about the plight and living conditions of every one of us. So I'm re-energized and more determined in my desire and ambition to build a prosperous, more stable and more united nation with great opportunities for all our citizens. Together with my team, we are renewing our commitment towards the rapid transformation of the Ghanaian economy so that we can all enjoy great improvements in the delivery of basic social services and infrastructure, especially for the vulnerable and deprived in our communities.
One issue aside from corruption, which President Mahama promises to tackle in the new year, is youth unemployment. This will take the form of policies and projects which will engage the expertise of the youth.
We've recommitted ourselves to the fight against corruption by introducing and monitoring strong anti-corruption initiatives. We must prevent corruption in every sphere of our national life, and wherever it occurs, we must join together to deal with it as forcefully as possible. A brand new year is here with us, and we have the bright hope for a great future. In this second year of my first term in office, we are forging ahead with faith and fortitude to build on the foundations that we have laid in 2013. In this new year, 2014, we have greater work to do. In the area of jobs and decent work, I'm going to focus on implementing policies that generate jobs, especially for our youth. We are certain that a number of key projects we have embarked on, like the Takrady Harbour expansion, the soon-to-be Kat Tema Harbour expansion, construction of railways, construction of schools, will deliver some good jobs. The drive to create jobs is one of the reasons why we have worked hard to ensure that the unscheduled power cuts or energy crisis become a thing of the past.
The president said promises of building 200 community senior high schools, district hospitals, an international airport at Pampam, upgrading of the Tamale and Wa teaching hospitals, rehabilitation of road networks and many others will come into fruition. President Mahama is grateful to the media for what he calls constructive criticisms, which only go to make him a better person.
Pascaline Adadevo reporting.
President John Dramani Mahama has said his administration is not to worsen the plight of Ghanaians, but to ensure that the right measures are put in place to enhance living standards. President Mahama was answering questions on the assertion that his first year unleashed hardship on Ghanaians, many other questions bordering on his commitment to the Better Ghana agenda, foreign policy project, and even his vacation in the United Arab Emirates came up for scrutiny. Another report by Pascaline Adadevo.
Meeting the president on such a platform is an opportunity to be grasped with both hands because it allows the media to ask all the penetrating questions. The first question the president encountered was on whether Ghanaians are to expect another difficult year with increases in tariffs and petroleum products. President Mahama's reply to this was that it is no use for one to cut his nose to spite his face. He explained that continual subsidy of utility tariffs and petroleum products by the government only empties the national kitty faster. The need to pay realistic tariffs is therefore necessary.
If you ask my outlook for 2014, I'm very positive. I'm upbeat that it's going to begin the transformation of our country. It's going to mark the opening of new doors of opportunities for us. But let me just explain in a way that is easy for everybody to understand the situation in which we found ourselves. If you are the head of a family and you are the breadwinner and you find yourself in a situation where you have what in economic terms we call a deficit. What it means is that your expenditure exceeds your income. You're being paid 10,000 Ghana cedis a month and your family is spending 20,000 Ghana cedis. What's going to happen to your family? You get into debt, you probably will end up in prison. And so what you need to do is to take some measures that will involve sacrifices. It's the same like a country. You cannot continue to subsidize, you cannot continue to give freebies when you don't have the income to be able to support it. And so that's the challenge we're faced with.
President Mahama was also asked if manifesto promises, which involved capital-intensive projects, could be attained within the next 2 years. His update, everything is in progress. Before the first quarter of this year, sod will be cut for the rehabilitation of the country's railways, and this includes the Western and Eastern Corridor rail lines, which will open up the country for business. Domestic aviation will be boosted. Projects such as the National Theatre in Kumasi will soon take off.
We're going to rehabilitate Kumasi Airport. We're going to rehabilitate Sunyani Airport. We're going to build new aerodromes in Cape Coast, in Ho, in Koforidua, and in Bolga, so that we can have domestic aviation serving all our regional capitals. It's also useful in the event that you have to do medical evacuations to have an aerodrome so that you can fly in and pick people out. It is my hope that this year will cut the sod for the beginning of the reconstruction of the railways in this country. For any country that intends to develop, the railways are very important, and we cannot continue to carry all cargo by road. We are planning to build a second national theater, and we're in discussions with the Turkish Exim Bank. They sent a team down to identify the site and take the site plan, and I must thank Otunfo Osaitutu for being very generous in identifying a site for them.
President Mahama also had to account on his decision to spend Christmas vacation in the United Arab Emirates. President Mahama said even though he was on vacation, he had the opportunity to engage with Dubai's President Sheikh Mohammed Al Maktoum on how to get investors into the country.
I believe that it is important for people to take a rest from time to time, whoever you are, both for your own inner refreshment. It makes you come back more refreshed. Now, when I took this leave, I, for strategic reasons, decided to go to Dubai because I had received an invitation from the ruler of Dubai to pay a private visit. And as you are all aware, the Middle East and the Gulf region have some of the largest sovereign funds in the world, and even Western leaders are going to the UAE and other countries to attract investment to their countries. And so I didn't only take a leave and go enjoying myself. I took the opportunity to meet the ruler of Dubai, Sheikh Maktoum. I met their investment group in Abu Dhabi, and out of the discussions I had with them, they have committed to send a technical team here early in this year to look at investment opportunities in Ghana. So it wasn't a wasted vacation.
Gender issues were not left out of the scrutiny of the president's first year in office. He had to answer to the decision to sack Deputy Minister of Communications, Victoria Hammer, whose unsavory remarks were exposed by a leaked tape. President Mahama was direct in his response to the question. He said, as president, he has the exclusive right to hire and fire his appointees. He therefore takes responsibility for showing the deputy minister the exit and owes no one any explanation.
Pascaline Adadevoh reporting.